And joining us from Seattle is NPR's Robert Smith. Robert, the two suspects, Mr. Mohammed and Mr. Malvo, were traveling together, and they seem to have told some people that they were related, but this connection seems to be vague at best. Can you shed any light on it?
Well, they led these really unsettled lives, and they did tell people that they were father and son or father and stepson, but there is we've been unable to confirm that so far. I mean, what we do see is this history of address changes. They lived in a homeless shelter for a while. In the case of Mr. Mohammed, there were business disputes, lawsuits. He had two bitter divorces, a few run-ins with the law. He spent about the last 8 years in and around Western Washington State, and he had a few problems with police, traffic violations, shoplifting. His ex-wife Mildred reported this bitter divorce. She filed a restraining order against him and said that she was afraid that Mohammed was trying to hurt her or her three children, and she actually accused him of abducting their children for a short period of time.
Is it relevant to talk about John Allen Mohammed's time as an Army veteran?
Oh, it certainly is. He spent about 17 years of his life, as far as we can see, either in the National Guard or in the Army. He trained very near Tacoma, Washington at Fort Lewis as a combat engineer. He served overseas in Germany and in Saudi Arabia for the Gulf War. And most notably, and this just came out, he was given a marksmanship award, an expert badge. That's the highest rating for marksmanship for firing an M16 rifle at a firing range.
And the younger man, John Lee Malvo, briefly attended Bellingham High School, I guess, in Bellingham, Washington. Do people there remember him?
They do remember him. They say he was there for a brief period of time. I guess like a lot of teenagers, there are many different ways to look at him. School officials say he was quiet and spent a lot of time in the library. Fellow students say he was outspoken and was a very good student, despite having moved through several schools. And I spoke to his karate teacher, who said that he had sort of an aggressive side to him. He could bully young kids, and yet when he was reprimanded, would sort of burst into tears. And so we don't know a lot about Malvo so far, and especially we don't know his relationship so far to Mr. Mohammed.
Well, thank you very much for trying to elucidate that, Robert.
You're welcome.
NPR's Robert Smith in Seattle.